to you by our friends of the British Council.
Hey everybody, we're back. Matt McCarthy and Steve Lewis at the Fantasy Sports Network Studio 34 here on West 35th Street in New York City for Rugby Wrap-Up. And Steve, we've also got the America's Rugby Championship taking place, right?
Yep. This is the second year of this iteration. It's the third year total. So six teams playing. Canada, US, Uruguay, Chile, Brazil, and Argentina. Last year, the US won in points difference over Argentina. Important to know, five countries are, it's test matches, so they award caps, except for Argentina. Argentina are considered Argentina's A team, probably somewhere between the second and third in terms of relative strength and depth.
Right, it's not the Pumas, it's not the Jaguars,
yeah.
It's the fifth
yeah.
Argentine 15.
Absolutely, so that's the competition. It's a fantastic competition, funded by World Rugby, in order to give these Tier 2 countries more games. Great for American rugby, we get more games, more players in action, top level, rather than just two, three, four games a year. So it's a vital championship for us. Important this year because obviously it's Gary Gold's first outing. In many ways, however, I don't really think you could judge this outing necessarily on him. In terms of selections, it's not really his selections.
Right.
But obviously he needs to get in, install his systems, get comfortable with players and see what he's got, and then he can move forward into the summer test window. But it's his first outing, so that's probably the key thing.
What's something that you think we should be looking for? What's something that you're looking for to come out of this whole thing?
I don't know. I mean, it's, you could say positionally, right? There's some good battles there. Nyan Davis and Augsburger. You know, Hooker is up. You've got Malcolm. You've got Dylan Fawcett coming in the picture. Hildebrand coming back in the picture. So those kind of things are interesting.
Dylan Fawcett, side note, from what I understand, Dylan, the nickname The Butcher. I want to know where you got the nickname The Butcher, because there's some controversy around that.
Yeah, I can't comment on that, so we'll move on by that one. So that kind of thing's interesting, and you know, there's I think a 34-man squad, so there's going to be surprises, there's going to be some disappointments, and hopefully there'll be some discoveries.
Again, there won't be any caps given out for the Argentinian game.
Correct.
But there'll be caps for the other matches?
Absolutely.
Interesting. What do you think of the criticisms in the past that we were giving out too many caps too quickly?
I think with this competition, with John Mitchell's first tour, I mean, caps were handed out like, you know, beers at the Pig and Whistle on a Saturday night. You know, it was ridiculous.
Our favorite rugby pub here in New York City.
There's an element of new coaches needing to understand what their squad is. But, you know, I'm from the time when caps were really, really, really hard to earn.
Yeah.
And you had to be absolutely the best guy in that position in your country. Whereas now, you know, the need for 23-man squads, injuries, attrition, as we talked to in the last segment, you need bigger squads, no question. But a cap's a cap, and it shouldn't be cheaply won.
And, you know, it's important to clarify that Mitchell came into that setup with the players already selected.
It's very similar.
Right, so it wasn't like he was dishing out those caps.
No, I mean, it's not intended as a criticism. I mean, it happened. You have a new coach comes in. He wants to see his extended playing squad. This is the vehicle through which he can see them. So these guys are going to get caps. I wouldn't get hung up on that. You know, it's more games for American rugby players in a higher level environment. So I think that's a good thing. We're just old-fashioned and bitter about not being capped.
Yeah. Three players that we should look for specifically, talent-wise, in this American squad.
I think about the unknown. I mean, the unknown players. I mean, Dylan Fawcett is one who's been around in American rugby now for some time, with Life and then with All Blue. I think he's a terrific hooker, terrific player. So this is his opportunity now that he's qualified.
The Irish funny talker.
That's correct, and he's a very funny talker.
Yeah.
He's unintelligible. Even I'm from not that far away, and he's hard to understand. I'm intrigued by this young scrum half, Ruben de Haas, 19-year-old, a product of Salty's work at Ear and places like that. So challenging, say,
Salty
established
Thompson.
Players.
Yep.
Yep. Established players like Davis and Augsburger. So I'm excited to see him. Obviously, no McGinty. Someone's going to pop up that we've never heard of, and that's a good thing.
All right. I'm going to predict that we defend our title, we being Team USA, and win the thing again, and Argentina will come in second, Canada will come in third. What do you think?
I go Argentina. I just think there's more strength and depth. Hopefully we are second, And I think Uruguay had a good result last week against Canada in Canada. They've spent a lot of time together. They're on a high. They're playing well together, even a small playing population like that. So I think they'll do well.
You know, I'm going to take that pick back. I'm going to flip-flop Uruguay and Canada in my selection process there. And then what do you got out of Chile and Brazil?
I think Chile are a bit of a downturn. I think they sort of peaked 2-3 years ago from the little I know or the little I've observed. Brazil are an interesting thing. I mean, they had that shock result against the U.S., but it's a big country. They're devoting, World Rugby is devoting a lot of resources there. They're gonna be somewhere soon, but I don't think it'll be the next couple of years.
All right. On that note, we are out of time, and I want to thank Steve Lewis and the staff here, and we're rooting for a great America's Rugby Championship, right? Go Eagles. Matt McCarthy for Steve Lewis, signing off for Rugby Wrap-Up.